Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lapon scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wertz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lepon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lepon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive off the glove of Fain, and into shallow right field. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pretty moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth is hit by the pitch. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Lepon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Vallo moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Pete Suter. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing second base. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-3 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. One out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lepon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Wellman pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Bob Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Weiss now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Pretty reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kell bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz moves to third. Evers moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz scores. Evers moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields the ball and throws to gray covering. Safe. Chapman is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.